A state court in Wisconsin has released an enormous number of emails, 27,000 pages. These are emails to and from a former aide to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. She was convicted of using her government job to do illegal campaign work. Now, realistically, politicians may think about re-election every day, all the time, and may think about the political effect of everything they do, but government employees, strictly speaking, are not supposed to work on campaigns on government time. And these emails offer evidence of constant coordination between Walker's 2010 campaign for governor and the office he was running at that time as Milwaukee County executive. Now the emails have surfaced in the midst of Walker's campaign for re-election. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
The emails come from the account of Kelly Rindfleisch, who, as deputy chief of staff in Milwaukee County, sat at a desk just down the hallway from Walker. In email after email from 2010, Rindfleisch was raising money for the Walker campaign's favored lieutenant governor candidate. In between, she'd do background research for Walker's campaign, taking direction from his campaign manager. She pleaded guilty to a felony and faces 6 months in prison. Wisconsin Democrats have hammered Walker because of Rindfleisch for a couple years now. With his star rising in the Republican Party, Democratic National Committee woman Debbie Wasserman Schultz jumped into the fray yesterday.
As scandals continue to unfold in front of him, they beg more questions than I'm sure the governor would like to answer.
The emails occasionally veer into cloak and dagger stuff. Another top Walker aide welcomes Rindfleisch to the inner circle, saying she often uses her own personal email account to contact Walker. After another county worker in Walker's office is found to be using her government job to post on political websites, Walker himself expresses concern, emailing that we cannot afford another story like this one, telling top county aides that means no laptops, no websites, no time away during the workday, etc. In a conference call with reporters, Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says the emails put Walker in the company of another GOP governor getting lots of attention.
Much like Chris Christie, Scott Walker likes to stand in the middle of people committing criminal activity all around him and saying, I had no idea what was going on. All these people were breaking the law, but I was unaware of it. I wasn't directing it. It's sort of like see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. It's just a little hard to believe that Scott Walker was totally unaware that his senior staff was breaking the law on a regular basis.
Whether the Christie comparison sticks remains to be seen. Larry Sabato with the University of Virginia's Center for Politics says that as Scott Walker emerges as a possible establishment Republican candidate for president, these emails will undoubtedly lead to more scrutiny.
If you're asking me, will there be a lot more coverage of this? The answer is absolutely yes, particularly if Walker does run for president.
But Sabato doesn't buy the Chris Christie-Scott Walker connection.
This is no Bridgegate. It's not even vaguely equivalent.
In Wisconsin, Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin says people already knew about the Rindfleisch investigation during Walker's recall election. Franklin says prosecutors knew about these emails, too.
And so the issue raised a lot of questions, but ultimately was resolved with staff members not including charges against the governor.
That's not to say this is a settled issue. Prosecutors in five Wisconsin counties have launched a second John Doe investigation involving work done by several conservative groups during the recall campaign. Whether this involves Walker personally is not known, though his campaign continues to spend money on lawyers, and he won't discuss the probe.
As I've said before, we're not getting into details about this process until it's completed.
Meanwhile, Scott Walker's backers kicked his 2014 campaign into high gear ahead of the release of the emails. The Republican Governors Association this week began running a TV ad attacking his Democratic opponent, Mary Burke.
Waste, mismanagement, fewer jobs. Mary Burke would take Wisconsin backwards.
Mary Burke was silent on these emails yesterday, letting other Democrats take the first swings. The governor also kept a low-key public schedule yesterday. The man who likes to brand himself as a forward-looking politician is incessantly being asked about his past. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.